it's Wolf. What does the Arizona Cardinals offense need to do on Sunday to get the W against the Carolina Panthers? We'll tell you at 10 a.m. It's Wolf and Luke on Arizona Sports.
We continue on the Wednesday edition of Bickley and Murata Mornings live from the Ak-Chin Community Studios. It's always a treat when we get the opportunity to talk football with our next guest, Pro Football Hall of Famer, the one and only Kurt Warner, our guest here on the Arizona Sports Line. Kurt, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Happy holidays. How we doing?
Good. Happy holidays to you and your family as well. Thanks for coming on today. Last time we talked to you, we had a good conversation, and it was right about the time you put out a very enlightening video on Kyler Murray where you said things were just moving too fast, going into his drops too fast. Everything was happening too fast. That was followed up by a four-game winning streak and Kyler Murray playing great football. I'd love to know what you're seeing from Kyler Murray during the four games since the bye week, which included a three-game losing streak, Kurt.
It's so hard to just kind of put it on Kyler. I think every game is a little bit different. And, I see some of the stuff that I was talking about. It's kind of getting to checkdowns a little bit too quickly, in my opinion. Where there's some shots down the field, other times where there's just not a whole lot available to him. I felt like this past week, obviously you get a win, but you didn't feel like there was a lot of opportunities, for him in the passing game. So I just think it kind of just is different every single week. And I think Kyler kind of rides the waves of different things that are going on. We've seen some really good Kyler Murray. And I think we've seen some times where it hasn't been so good. And that to me is, kind of the key for any quarterback, but for any team down the stretch, is trying to find that consistency on what you are as an offense and what you can do and what you can always count on a week-to-week basis. Mm-hmm. And it just, to me, doesn't necessarily feel like the Cardinals have quite figured that out yet with the different pieces they have. But they play hard, and they've got a lot of playmakers, and Kyler is a guy that, is so gifted in so many different ways that he makes plays for you each and every week. So I'm excited to see how this thing plays out down the stretch.
Kyler was really, really good under pressure. His numbers say so for a good bit of the season coming out of the bye week. He's made some inexplicable mental errors. Is there something about the sport of playing or the art of playing football in December that gets harder? Do the hits pile up? Do the hurts pile up? What do quarterbacks go through late in the season?
Everything is different. Every season's different, and how things play out. And I also look at different plays differently. I remember, back to that Seattle game at the pick six on fourth down, and, so many people, talking about that play. And to me, Kyler did everything right on that play except make a great throw. Like, it's fourth down, and he's not going to get it running, and you got to try to make a play. And, quarterbacks are always told, hey, if it's fourth down, just throw it up. Give your guy a chance, because it's fourth down. Otherwise, we're just giving them the ball right there. And unfortunately, it goes back for a pick six, and it turns that game. But that's a situation to me where he did everything right. He just couldn't make the kind of throw that he wanted to make in that situation. So I think we just have to be careful with anybody is to just kind of throw out, statements without truly understanding, the context behind everyone or even how they're playing. I talk about this all the time. It's so easy for us as, analysts or fans to simply look at interceptions and blame the quarterback instead of really understanding, A, what happened on that play, and then B, you can have a really, really good game and make really good decisions across the board and make two mistakes and you have two interceptions, and it looks like you didn't have a very good game, even though you're playing really, really well. And so I say that I don't think Kyler Murray is playing bad football. I just think he's going to have to continue to elevate his game if this team is going to elevate to a team that can not only get to the playoffs, but make some noise in the playoffs. And that elevation really, to me, is just the consistency. you know, play in, play out, game in, game out, you know, of making those plays that are in front of him, whatever that means in a particular situation.
Hall of Famer Kurt Warner, our guest here on the Arizona Sports Line. Another thing that people have been talking about pretty much all season long with the Cardinals offense, Kurt, as you well know, is the connection between Kyler Murray and Marvin Harrison Jr., who I think has found the sledding a little bit tougher than maybe we expected it to be in his first season as a pro. For somebody who had great chemistry with a lot of receivers during your career, what are you seeing that's maybe lacking in that connection right now with Marvin Harrison Jr. and his development?
Well, I mean, I think Marvin Harrison has gotten better as the year has gone along. It's gotten more smooth. It seems to be more comfortable out there. You know, so I feel like they've gotten better, dramatically better, as the season has gone on. You know, I think it always takes time, mm-hmm. you know, to get on the same page, to see different situations and, you know, different guys playing a certain route different ways. So as a quarterback, you understand exactly what a guy's going to do, you know, what he's good at in terms of catching the ball. Where do you need to put the ball in certain situations? You know, what you can count on him to win on. And I think all those things are a process for two guys. And like I said, I've been excited because I've watched them grow together. You know, and some of it, too, also becomes, you know, figuring out exactly what your receiver does well if you're, you know, an OC or a coach, and putting him in those positions. You know, I remember when DK Metcalf came out, and obviously, you know, very dynamic, big playmaker. But one thing he struggled with was the ability to get in and out of breaks, which makes sense. Obviously, a big, strong guy like that, he struggles to separate getting out of breaks. And I remember early in his career, Seattle did a great job of using him on routes where he didn't have to stop. Shallow routes, over routes, obviously go routes, post routes, things where he could just get that momentum going mm-hmm. and then go with it. And so, you know, I think so much of that, you know, plays in these situations is trying to figure out, especially right at this time, you know, what is Marvin Harrison good at? You know, Larry Fitzgerald, when we had him, you know, we had to figure out what he was good at. Certain things, not, you know, great at it. Other things he was great at. And so trying to find that wheelhouse for each of your receivers. So now not only are they doing something they're good at, your quarterback feels really, really comfortable throwing to him because he knows, you know, how they're going to do those things, or they know that that's going to play to the strength of the player. And you're not ever second guessing, should I go here? Because, you know, this isn't necessarily his best route.
All right, Kurt, last question. You look at Sam Darnold in Minnesota. You look at Russell Wilson in Pittsburgh, maybe Baker Mayfield's success in Tampa. Are these indications and proof that the fit matters for a quarterback, that being in a functional organization really can make the difference for a quarterback?
Obviously, you know, I'm a guy that believes that quarterbacks can be their best when they find a coach or a system that fits how they see the game or how they play the game. And if you're outside of that, you know, you're never going to be at your best. You're never going to be as confident as you can be in that system. You know, when you look at those guys, you know, Baker Mayfield to me has always been a starter, and he's shown that everywhere he's been. And so I don't know why, you know, I don't know why Cleveland didn't keep him to begin with. I don't know why another team hasn't held on to him, but I think Tampa realized very quickly, this guy's a starter, period. We need to plug him in. You know, the other two guys that you're talking about, you know, Sam Darnold, you know, I don't know the answer there. We've seen glimpses of this Sam Darnold in other systems. We just haven't seen the consistency. So, you know, we talked to Sam a little bit earlier. We covered one of his games, and he said, you know, I think a big part of it, too, was getting away from the pressure, being able to kind of settle into who he was as a player and not feeling like he had to be the savior of a team, or he had to live up to the billing of being a high pick. And now he's in a situation with a lot of talent around him, a coach that believes in him, and a system that seems to fit what he's doing. You know, and it's been fun to watch Russell Wilson, because I don't think, you know, when he went to Denver, I think he wanted to try to prove something to people that he could be this pocket passer. And I'm not sure that's his MO. As much as he wanted to and as much as they wanted him to do it in Denver, he looked kind of like a fish out of water trying to do that. And now he's back in a system that runs the ball, makes big plays and allows him to kind of play free in that regard. And that's exactly what he was in Seattle. So I think he's back in a system that allows him to play more to his strengths. And it's just so important and something that we always overlook. You know, a good quarterback should be able to be successful no matter where they're at in whatever system. And it's not always that easy because we all do see the game differently.
Yep. Kirk, great stuff as always. Thanks so much for carving out some time for us this morning, and happy holidays to you and your family again.
You got it, guys. Same to you.
Thank you. Kurt Warner, Pro Football Hall of Famer.